Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Andrea Bernstein joins us, takeaway correspondent, and one of the correspondents in the Transportation Nation Project. Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning.
So it looked for a while last week as though the governor of New Jersey had really thrown a wrench into the biggest transportation project going, a multi-billion dollar commuter rail tunnel underneath the Hudson to connect Manhattan to New Jersey. Now it looks like he's reconsidering. Is this a stunt, or is this really too rich for the blood of New Jersey, stuck with a deficit like a lot of states around the country?
Well, I think that, of course, no one knows what's in Christie's head. What happened was is that on Thursday he said pretty clearly and pretty definitively, I like trains and transit, but New Jersey cannot afford to pay if this tunnel goes over budget. The tunnel was already being worked on, and it was supposed to have this dramatic set of benefits, doubling the number of commuter trains that could get from New Jersey to New York, dramatically reducing carbon emissions, relieving congestion for drivers by getting cars off the road. It was sort of big part of the regional plan for the New York-New Jersey region. But Christie said that he felt that he had been convinced the project was going to go over budget, New Jersey was going to be on the hook, and that he wasn't willing to pay for it. And he said to voters, that's not who I am. That's not what I was elected to do. I was elected to tighten the budget. Now, the Secretary of Transportation of the United States, Ray LaHood, went to Trenton the next day, which is a pretty dramatic move to do that for a cabinet secretary to go visit a governor. And at the very end, late last Friday, they came out with a statement that said, we're going to review some options. But they are still taking steps to shut down the construction project. So it's unclear whether any of those options would really bring this commuter train back to life, this commuter tunnel, which would be a pretty big blow for the Obama administration, which has been pushing projects just like this all around the country.
How symbolic is this sort of brinkmanship of the kinds of politics that are going to be necessary for regional infrastructure projects to get done all over the country, bullet trains in multi-state compacts in the South and in the West, et cetera?
This is no doubt the wave of the future if Christie is successful. He's been campaigning all around the country for Republicans. He won the Tea Party poll this weekend, the straw poll. So he's a popular guy in the Republican Party. And if he is successful in pushing candidates, chances are very good that this is the kind of ideology that will be elected. You know, we like these projects. They're good projects, but we can't afford to pay for them. And as we've been talking about, that's not that far from what voters think. They like them too, but they say, we haven't got the money now.
Takeaway correspondent Andrea Bernstein, thanks so much.